Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Man of Glad, Monday, and hello everybody. Back from my weekend birthday bash. I want to thank all my wishes, all my well wishes for happy and healthy, and we appreciate that. And just a little over a month to the day for Milton. And we are moving ahead at full speed and a lot more people coming on board. I want to thank all the store owners and managers. We got 9 stores so far that are posting Milton in their stores and some of them even up on the web. So, yes, and 2 wonderful people at the library overcame a little bit of controversy about Milton and went ahead and created their own flyer. They're both in directorial positions. Created their own flyer and have it up at the library and even have some of them out distributed so people could pick them up. The day for Milton is powerful. There's a lot of power behind it. I'm beginning to see that even more and more. And I want to thank, of course, all the people that are helping Suffolk Bus. I want to thank Nobody Starved on Long Island. I ran into Gary's son, Matt. I want to thank Matt, the flyer, and immediately sent it to his dad. I spoke to Gary today. And he said he's going to put it up all over the social media. And that means a lot of the rescue people are going to see it. And my daughter is going to distribute it to the rescue. Inner Sight, Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085. The number, medical, food for your animal. So give Gary a call, 631-484-3085. And we thank him for all his help, and now we thank him for promoting a day for Milton. All right, let's see. Suffolk Bus Corp, in all this, promoting a day for Milton. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Supporting a day for Milton. And they'll have their ADA celebration coming up in July. They wanted us to remind people about that. So the day for Milton, moving forward. I want to thank Terry from the Family Town newspapers for his patience. We've been trying to get an email to him, and I know it's going to work out. We'll get you that email, Terry, hopefully tomorrow. They cover 4 different papers, 5 with the magazine, Tides. I think the magazine is called Tides. So we apologize for the delay. I want to thank Mike at News 12. Working with us to get an email over there. We've had trouble with emails today. And I want to thank News 12 for possibly providing a trip ceremony for the day for Milton. So we'll see what happens with that. We appreciate whatever they can do. Inner Sight. Man of Glad Monday. I don't know where my engineer is. Hopefully she'll show up. But this is the program where you can talk about anything you're mad about or glad about. And I'll give you the call-in number when we know we have an engineer. A lot of people probably know it already. All right. So the day for Milton marches on. It's getting stronger. We're going to have a banner donated, and we're hoping that the radio spots to advertise the day for Milton will be coming out soon. I'm still trying to make that YouTube, and I know I'm going to do it. Getting closer all the time. A day for Milton, May 19th at the Brewing Hall, 14 Station Road, Belport, New York. That's out here on Long Island. From 11 to 2. So come on down. You don't need any money to participate in this. You love your dog. You love your pet. You love your service dog. That's all you need. Just come right in and meet a lot of beautiful people. Bring the puppies. All the puppies are welcome to a day for Milton. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad. I heard something really weird on the news tonight. You know, these days, it seems to be a trend. If there is such thing as an honest politician, you don't have to be an honest politician now to run for office. I venture to say that if you find an honest politician, they're not going to win. Everybody seems to want the dishonest ones. This guy, Santos, he wants to run now. You know, they said he lied about his resume. Well, you know, a lot of people exaggerate on resumes. But he wants to run. I don't know how far he'll get. I mean, he might get further if he runs away, but who knows, right? But an honest politician, you know, they didn't exist years ago, and today they're even worse. I'll tell you, man, it's really crazy. These politicians, how they deceive the public and, you know, steal money in a subtle way. You hear it every day now on how so many of these people have deceived the public, the taxpayers, and their clients. A lot of people now deceiving their clients. Investors and all that, and people who look to these experts, so-called experts, for advice, and then get taken in, and they lose money and all that. So beware. I mean, you get these calls every day from people who are trying to get over on you and take advantage and get information from you that they might be able to use in a fraud. Fraudulent. That's an old British word, isn't it? Yeah. Means to hide, to cover up. You know, fraud. I think that's what it means. Inner Sight. Our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090. I want to thank the Able News for their beautiful picture of Milton and the information on a day for Milton. You pick up Able News or just look at it online. Just open the cover and you'll see a big picture of Milton right there. So we thank them. I want to thank the Neighborhood News. On page 8, if you're in the neighborhood here, Long Island, page 8, it's in the Patchogue area. Pick up the Neighborhood News, and you'll see the info on a day for Milton, page 8. And yours truly had a flyer made up. They used two pictures, the little color one, and the big picture of Milton that you'll find in Able News, and made up a flyer with only info, you know, May 19th, Brewing Hall, 14 Station Road. And then on the bottom, we listed all our shows when we're on, people's information. They want to, because these days, any show that you put on from Inner Sight, you're going to hear about Milton. The two television shows we did are running. We have them with the ones with Michelle, Milton's owner, and Tom, her husband. And the other one is a solo of Michelle and myself. So check it out. Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. In the City, 1997, Channel 84. And Verizon Files 35. Those are the channels in the City. If you're online, ManhattanNeighborhoodNetwork.org, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. Click on the Spirit Channel, and you'll get Inner Sight, 11 o'clock Wednesday night, MNN.org, 3, Spirit Channel. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And let's see, we're brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the children that have passed away at the hands of evildoers. And tomorrow is open mic, but I believe it's the anniversary of Corey Foster's death. So we're going to surround the open mic mostly around that. It'll be open mic, but we'll encourage people to call in and remember and talk about Corey. Wednesday night, the Nursing Home Show. And our theme is agencies should change their mission statement to keep people out of nursing homes. And we're going to tell you how we believe that'll work. You know, it's not just making a statement. You got to have information and ideas to back it up. So Inner Sight, we'll be broadcasting on that Wednesday night. Thursday, we haven't picked a show yet. Open for grabs. Of course, Friday is the funny. Sorry about last Friday. Yours truly took the weekend off. Inner Sight, engineer, where are you? No engineer. All right. Hey, you want to stay in shape? Call my buddy Fernandez, Devin, 631-445-3464, Devin Fernandez. And Third Eye Insight. Teach you how to protect yourself, self-defense, stay in shape. With Third Eye Insight. And I want to thank Shelby's Kitchen over there in Bellport. Michelle and Tom, the owners, 631-286-0444. Great food over there, and you'll see a lot of signs of Milton at Shelby's Kitchen. Check it out. Inner Sight, brought to you by A Day for Milton, May 19th, Brewing Hall at Bellport, Long Island, 14 Station Road, Friday, May 19th. Can't forget that day. It's my daughter's birthday. And it's also Michelle's birthday. All right, doesn't look like we're going to have an engineer tonight. So if you want to comment, or if you have a mad or a glad, you can call it in to the Inner Sight number. We will retrieve it and paraphrase it tomorrow night, or you can call it in tomorrow night for that matter. Mad or Glad Monday. I'm going to see if I can get Lorraine on the line. She usually calls in. Lorraine, if you're listening, I'm going to try and get you on the line so you can be part of Mad or Glad. So stand by, world. I'm going to break the station. All right, in a sight, I want to welcome Lorraine from Queens, our special projects coordinator. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Hello, everyone.
Good, good. Yeah, we're making a lot of progress with the Day for Milton. I got 9 stores in town here.
Yes.
Putting up flyers in their window.
Okay.
You know, and we're going to try to get the flyers made into posters, get some posters up, you know. And we also have the possibility of a banner being donated.
Okay, that's great.
Working on that. So it's moving forward, man.
That's good. I'm supposed to, a friend of mine is supposed to call me back later on because he's into T-shirt making. So what I'm going to have him do is make me a T-shirt. He told me, tell me the design, what color I want it. So that's where that's...
Well, as long as it says a day for Milton.
Yeah, that's what it's going to say.
You know.
Because I had told him, I said, we're in April now. How, I wonder how quick could he have it made for me? He
and
asked me...
You could
me,
put
yeah.
Milton's picture on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Michelle said something about T-shirts, but I haven't heard... What's going on with that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have to find out.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'm going to call her tomorrow. She texted me today, so I'm going to call her tomorrow and see where that's at because she may have like a dozen of them made up for all of us who are, you know, working close with the Day for Milton, you know?
Because this one, what I'm having made for me is... going to be like an advertisement, like a personal advertisement that when I go out the house from now to up to that point, everybody will be looking at it.
All right.
It's an advertisement.
The only thing is, if you put a date on it after the date, it's not going to be any good.
I know it's not going to be any good.
Yeah.
Or perhaps I could just have a date, you know, the... inner sight on it.
Yeah, you could put inner sight on it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to have done. Yeah.
All right. Mad or Glad Monday, and seems to be a lot of glads floating around with Milton.
Oh, there it is, a lot of glads.
You know, people really caring, and they seem so shocked when you tell them what happened.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's surprising.
Yeah, especially when you tell them it happened at the school with a trainer.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they wouldn't expect something like that to happen at the school. No.
And then people expect something to be done about it, you know, and the school hasn't done a damn thing about it.
They're not doing nothing about
it. I mean, why aren't they joining with us for this Day for Milton? You know, the only reason I can think of is they got something to hide.
That's it.
I mean, it makes perfect sense.
It does.
That they should want to honor Milton.
Since
if
it
they don't,
their property.
What's the reason?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So we'll find out because it.
Okay.
Eventually. The truth is all going to come out.
It will.
I'll tell you something. You know, they can only keep it for so long, and then It's gonna.
They have more about it to hide too.
Yeah.
And there's more to the story than you know.
See, they a few months back, Michelle told me that the school put out a message on the Facebook. Stop talking about Milton. Forget about it. You know. So look what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Out of that comes an explosion of a day for Milton.
There you go.
We're not going to stop talking about Milton.
No.
First of all, nobody tells me what to talk about.
Thank you. Nobody tells me what
talk
to talk
about what I want, man. This is
that's
America.
That's right. That's not their right.
Damn right.
People that have things to hide, that's what they do.
Yeah, and not only that, it shows you that they control these people who go to their school. Look at this stupid rule, you can't sue us for anything.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell kind of crap is that? It's against the United States of America. You
because
know,
they're
part
not running their school efficiently. They're not running it correctly. That's why.
Part of our system is the freedom of the courts. They want to take that away from people who go to their school?
Oh, no.
What kind of a thing is that? You know, I'll tell you something. That's going to blow up in their face.
It is.
You wait and see, man. I'm going to tell you something. That's really a violation to me of people's lives and their rights, you know.
It would be nice if we could get a building. That would be really nice if we can get a building to do the right things by people, to have them train these dogs to be trained the right way and put them with families and put them with people, you know.
Well, they train a lot of good dogs.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of good trainers. I'm not saying that, you know.
Right.
There is. But the policies of the school are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way they treat people. And the trainers really have nothing to do with it because if they get out of line, they can just easily be fired.
That's it.
A trainer may not agree with a decision from a school.
Mm-hmm.
But he or she can't make an issue out of it because they'll just fire them and put somebody in there who's going to shut up and agree.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you have no law, no regulations. You know, people get pushed around. You know, I mean, the trainer can't go to the director of the school and say, hey, on the article so-and-so of our regulations, I think you're making the wrong decision.
Mm.
They can't do that.
No, they can't.
No, because there is no regulation.
The school will look at them like, okay, no, we cannot.
You know.
Yeah, they do their job and that's it. They're not responsible. Just the trainer.
It's really not a good situation as far as the policies go. Of these schools. There's a lot of good trainers.
Yes.
A lot of good dogs. You know, that's not what this is about. It's about a day for Milton.
Because Mike told me he trained his dog.
Yeah.
Yep, he trained his dog. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I never met his dog, so.
No, of course not.
I don't know. But,
And he has a service dog himself.
We certify dogs
as
service dogs.
Yes.
You know, we have to meet the dog. We have to see how it behaves. You know, see what kind of obedience the person has in on the dog and the temperament. All that is important. I won't certify a dog that attacks another dog.
I will not. Mm-mm.
Not me.
Growls a lot at people.
Yeah, no.
No way.
You know, we just helped a woman recently who has a dog. She had a problem. I told her what kind of collar to put on the dog. I told her how to work with the dog. And the problem is gradually going away.
Okay, that's good.
But it's work. You got to be consistent.
That's right.
And you got to be open to learn.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
That's important, too. Your mind has to be open to learn. I'm thinking about going to a school.
Yes.
To get to brush up on training guide dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to look into
good.
It.
Mm-hmm.
And see what's involved with that, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, service dogs.
Yes. It's so funny that we gave a cat away a couple of months ago.
Oh,
his
yeah?
His name is Tony. Not a little girl, the girl that was my daughter's friend. This child trained the dog, trained the cat on the leash. She walks
yeah.
the cat outside.
Yeah.
And she got a backpack that she puts the cat inside of. I thought that's the cutest thing. Yep, the cat will walk right beside her. But, yes, you can train your cats, too. Yep, they will listen. Yep.
Oh, cats are smart.
Yeah, they are, just like Zach is.
How old is the little girl?
My daughter, her friend, she's got to be in her teens now, her late teens. Like.
Oh. Well, this was a while ago.
About 18 years old, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll tell you, I tried to do this, but the people I went to weren't interested. I think cats could be service animals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're very, very comforting. They're very, they can have a very calming effect. They can be psychiatric service dog, a cat.
Yes.
Psychiatric service cats.
Yeah.
You know? They like to cuddle with people.
Yes.
They even sleep with some
mm-hmm.
people.
Oliver is like that, and that's my daughter's cat, and he
yeah.
loves me
yeah.
as much as I love him.
I went to the, I reached out to the Shabby Tabby here in town. They have a cat place where they people come in and talk to the cats and all that, you know?
Yeah.
But they never got back to me.
Oh,
you know,
no.
They say they want to save all these cats, you know. What better way to save them than to have them declared by the law that they could be service animals?
Yes.
You know?
I would love to come out there and get one.
What?
It's like to me is that we have 8 cats already. Then I look at it, I said, well, what's one more?
Yeah.
Mhm.
But I think they should be and could be, not all of them, of course, but a lot of them could be trained as service animals.
Yes.
It wouldn't take much. You know.
Nope, it wouldn't. Because,
so that's something for somebody to take up in the future for Inner Sight, you know.
Yeah, because Oliver, he's my support cat. He does. Like his father. His father was, and now he is taking his father's place. Because his father's with my daughter now. That was her cat anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mine is aggressive. Oscar, he's very...
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight. So if you want to, you have a mad or a glad, call it into the Inner Sight number and just leave a message. 631-224-3090. We don't have an engineer tonight. I don't know what happened to her. She told me she's going to come on, and
okay.
all of a sudden she disappears. You know, I don't like that. I mean, let me know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, mad or glad Monday, and yeah, you know, you got to be mad at all these politicians who are doing all these crooked things, these weird things, and just recently, the governor in New York State took money away, extra money, extra food money away from people, you know, and then you hear how all these damn politicians are stealing, you know. I mean, that's a mad.
That is.
You know, why the hell didn't they take the money away, food money away from the politicians? They only took it away from us. you know, that little bit of money helped. Got you through, you know?
Yes.
They do something good, and then they kill it. You know, that's the worst thing about this government. I mean, you talk about other countries. They do it right here. You know, take money from people that don't have it. And in my case, it's an additional man, because not only did they take some extra money away from me, they raised my rent $200.
Oh, dear.
See? It's horrible, man, and you have no way to really fight them on it.
No, unfortunately.
So there you have a mad. And plus, I'm waiting another mad. I'm waiting for an approval on dental work.
Okay.
You know, they accepted me. They gave me a big deal. They gave me Medicaid, you know. But you have to send in, the dentist has to send in a list of the work that has to be done, and they have to approve it. Now, why the hell should they have to approve it if they gave you the damn thing?
Which doesn't,
you see how they get you? And I don't know why these dentists don't stand up and fight for us. They should. They're getting the money.
That's right.
But they don't do a damn thing about it.
Mm-mm.
You know? They don't care.
No.
It's been what now? 2 months that we're waiting for this approval.
Mm-hmm.
For this dental work.
2 months.
2 months.
That should have been done a long time ago.
Yeah, but you know what I'm going to do? I don't care. I'll make it public. After the thing for Milton, because
yeah.
I don't want to interfere with that right now.
No.
I'm going to demand a hearing. I know I'm not going to win, but I'm going to make it public.
That's a good try, yeah.
I'm going to make it public that it's... that this should not be done this way. If they approve you for something, they should pay for it. I mean, what the hell are they don't give you anything. You got to get approved after they give it to you. What does that mean? That means they don't really want to give it to you.
No, they don't.
They'll look for ways to take it back.
So
the same thing with this food money, this extra food money. Oh, it was an emergency. Well, hell, isn't it an emergency every month that you got to eat?
Thank you.
Tell you, man, this is why I started Inner Sight.
Okay.
You know, because when you have a nonprofit, you can get donations from people legally.
Yeah.
And I use it as much as I can.
That's right.
To help the disabled, including yours truly, who's disabled.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who knows about it, because the other agencies aren't doing a damn thing for us.
No, I'm glad you created it.
So that's a mad.
They need somebody to stand up for them. Nobody else will do it.
Yeah.
They won't step up to the plate.
No. Yeah.
No.
I mean, you got to try to expose these things, you know? It's horrible the way they operate. And then you got these politicians on top of it stealing money.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah.
You know? That makes it even worse.
It does.
You know, and they got the big fancy lawyers. They go to trial, and a lot of them are going to win. They're not going to lose. They're going to win.
Right about that.
Yeah. you're in a nursing home, the average person in a nursing home, you can't get a lawyer to go into court. And first of all, you'd be cut down by the law. There's no law that you can,
that's right,
you can go on.
Mm-mm. They'll cut you down so
bad. Wednesday night show, we're going to talk about how these agencies should change their mission statement, and we'll explain what that is, too. Every agency has to have a mission statement.
Okay.
You know, explain, we'll explain that, and how these agencies should change their mission statement to keep people out of nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll explain our idea, which would be good for the agency because they can make money on it. You know? That's Wednesday night. Tune into our nursing home show. All right, Inner Sight. I want to thank my good friends, David and Audra Ross, New York City, 212-425-1020, attorneys. And I'm going to invite them to the day for Milton. They live out here on Long Island. Maybe they'll come over. I don't know if they can come because it's Friday during the day, you know. But
mm-hmm.
At least I'll
tell me.
Invite them. What?
That's what a lot of people tell me when I told them. And they said they don't know if they can make that because they're working.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we had to make it because we want the media to be there, you know.
Yeah.
So, but we may get enough people.
That'd be good.
You never know. All right, Inner Sight. Dial up the Inner Sight number and tell what you're mad or glad about. 631-224-3090. And you can put your mad or glad up there. And we'll, tomorrow night on the open mic. Tomorrow night, is the 18th of April, is Corey Foster's anniversary of Corey's death, I believe. So we're going to talk about that. Inner Sight was right in the middle of that. And we participated in the demonstrations and all that for Corey. A lot of memories. All right, Inner Sight. And let's see. What else did I hear? Some other guy is going to be on. Oh, Fox. Fox News is. The lawsuit starts tomorrow. Something with Fox News.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. That they didn't report something or they falsely reported something. Who knows?
Mm.
You know, that's what I always say. You know, all these
yeah.
stories on the news, you can't believe them.
No.
You know. I mean, I only believe what I know for a fact. You know, I know somebody, I know, like Milton, you know. We know, because, you know, we know Tom, we know Michelle, you know. We know what happened, it's a fact. Well, a lot of these stories on the news could be greatly exaggerated.
Yeah, they can be.
So
sometimes they edit it too.
Yeah, beware, yeah.
Yeah, they do edit it a lot. And that's why sometimes I listen to the internet.
Yeah.
Certain channels like, what is it, CBN, 700 Club.
So now, wait a minute. Who's going to run in November? Let's see. We got President Biden.
Mm-hmm.
He's been accused of crookedness, too, you know.
Yes, I heard.
We got Donald Trump. I think he's out of his mind to run. But, well, you see, he's got so much money that he doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
What's he got to lose? He's probably just having fun with it, you know.
Yeah, that's probably what he's doing.
And you got this other guy who came out, George Santos.
Oh, yeah, George Santos.
They said that he lied about his resume. Well,
oh, foot.
I mean, what? I don't see what the hell the big deal is about that.
That's no real big
deal. You know, he didn't, I mean, that's not doing anything to really hurt people.
No, it isn't. People get so carried away with certain things they do. The littlest thing that a person may do that's maybe upsetting, they like to run with it.
Yeah. So you got
little thing.
Yeah. You got three guys right there, all of whom have different amounts of crookedness.
Mm-hmm.
Who's more crooked than the other one?
They all.
I think
crooked.
They are. Hey, that's a good idea for a skit on Friday night.
All of them, all crooked.
I get the three of them together.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a big argument about who's more honest.
That should be a good skit there. That really, they have them arguing.
So, I mean, who are you going to vote for? Biden doesn't care about people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he hasn't responded to us at all.
Mm-hmm.
Trump is obviously somewhat of a crook. I don't know how much is true and how much isn't. And this other guy, well, I'll take the guy who lied about his resume.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
A lot of people, majority of people do that.
Yeah.
Simply a lot of people do.
That's if he even gets a chance to run,
mm-hmm.
who knows. Yeah. Well, who else is there? Now another guy's going to come along, or a woman, and, you know, they'll get out there for a couple of weeks, and then you'll hear something about him or her.
True.
They're crooked somewhere. I tell you, man, it's unbelievable these days. With these people, the way they run their lives. Oh, I heard that a Supreme Court judge, Thomas, I think it was Thomas,
mm-hmm.
now is in trouble for taking money from somebody.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. I tell you, it's unbelievable, man. These politicians, to them, it's a joke.
Was it a donation or something?
Yeah, something to do with money from some company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that implies that when that company comes up for trial or anything, you know, the judge is going to go in favor of them. You gave them the money, you know. I tell you, and he's a Supreme Court judge, this guy, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, people has passed where they do things in the past. They don't think about the things in the past, and it just comes up in the future.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you're running. They'll dig up dirt on anybody who's in the running. They just blast them to keep them from running and everything. Make it so bad for them, you know. And the thing about it, if you have one politician, say you take Donald Trump, right? If he gets arrested and everything, that's going to make it very hard for every other politician that's saying, now, if you did this, who's to say that they can't get in trouble for what they have done, too? So all of them has to be very careful what they do.
Yeah.
And say, yep.
Well, Trump is pretty obvious. He wasn't hard to find out about him. You know, he opened up his big mouth. That was it, you know.
I mean, I'm just saying that goes for anybody who is out there.
Oh, yeah.
Any type of campaign, any senator, whatever, whoever.
Yeah.
Not just a vice president or anything, or a former president. And it'll be all out for everybody.
Yeah, 8:45 New York, Inner Sight, Matter Glad Monday. I spoke with a former senior state senator, and he's retired now. And he, a while back, tried to license the schools, the guide dog schools, and couldn't get any support on it. You know, you have to have a Democrat and a Republican. Mm-hmm. This guy's a Republican. He couldn't.
Okay.
He couldn't get a Democrat to join with him on the bill. I believe him.
Yeah, I believe him too.
So now he's in private life. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he's a lawyer. He's not a senator anymore. Mm-hmm. So I invited him to the day for Milton. And I'm hoping he's going to come because maybe now he can do something that he couldn't do before.
Yes.
You know, he's not a senator anymore. Sometimes that makes a difference, you know. You might be able to help us raise money or whatever, you know. You're supposed to be a big animal rights lover.
Oh, all right.
So we'll see what happens. But
yeah.
I'm hoping that... Phil Boyle, his name is Phil, that he will step up and see this day for Milton for what it's worth and start helping us. You know? Remains to be seen. Inner sight. Ah, the day for Milton, you know. Inner sight strikes again. May 19th. At the Brewering Hall, Bellport, New York, 14 Station Road. It's going to be a great, great celebration for Milton, the day for Milton. So come on down and bring your puppy with you. Be the welcome. All right, so... how's Mike doing?
Oh, I spoke to him this week. He's doing fine.
He's good?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm hoping my daughter's going to be in town. It's her birthday, May 19th.
Oh, okay.
She called me.
Uh-huh.
Sent me a text.
Okay. Yeah, my daughter-in-law was my daughter-in-law is April 16th. My mother's birthday coming up this week, April 20th.
Oh, yeah.
And my brothers.
Oh.
Yeah. It's so funny that I look at it. My mother's birthday is April 20th. My brother's birthday is April 20th. My birthday is November 20th. I mean, that's so ironic.
Got a lot of 20s in
there. Yes, it is.
Two more 20s and you'll have 100.
True.
All right. So, Stevie Wonder's birthday is in May, too.
Oh, it is? Okay.
May 13th, I believe.
May 13th. Oh, nice.
Stevie's going to be 73 years old.
Oh, wow.
God believe it. Little Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Let's see. I met Steve when he was 21.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Over 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
21 was it? Let's see. 1972. Figure that out.
Oh.
When I met Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
May is a month for a lot of events. May 14th, Mother's Day. And I have an event to go to that Sunday. I have to go to a special event at Thomasina's Catering Hall.
Where's that?
That's over here, not too far from where I live.
Oh.
They're going to have...
that's on Mother's Day?
Yes. A dinner and a live band.
Mm-hmm. All right, well then after that, our event will be...
That's right.
That next Friday will be day for Milton.
Yes.
You know? I hope all the mothers will honor Milton and come on down.
That would be really would be nice.
You know. All right, Inner Sight, let's see. Anybody like to be on the show, give us a call. I'm trying to work my email, so Inner Sight, 1620-1620@gmail.com. So send me an email and let us know something about yourself, why you want to come on the program, what you'd like to talk about. Or you can call Inner Sight, 631-224-3090. We usually have guests on Thursday night. Of course, right now everything is dealing with Milton up until the 19th of May, of course. But then after that, you know, we can book other guests, talk about other things. All right. Inner Sight, and a lot of people deserve special thanks. Silo, my buddy Gary, Nobody Starves on Long Island, going to put Milton up on his Facebook and on his website. Suffolk Bus Corp stepping up and advertising the day for Milton, you know. All the store owners here in town. I've just got started. I got about 9 of them. I'm gonna try to get 20, maybe even 30 of them. You know, to put Milton up in the window. So the newspapers, we got 2. We're hoping to have 4 more. That's 6. And the radio station, 98.1, I want to thank them. That's where Michelle's business is advertised. We're going to include the day for Milton in the advertisement. That should be starting this coming weekend. We've got to get that going. So we got a lot of stuff going for the day for Milton. You know. And, of course, my good friend Ira Tucker, who's been helping and sending out stuff for the day for Milton. And it's going to be a great, great day. We're going to have a couple of people talk. We're going to have some food there donated. I don't know. Somebody said something about some music, so I have to see what Michelle had something. She had mentioned that, but I don't know what's going on with that.
So now you said we were going to have a DJ there.
A what?
A DJ.
No, I don't know about a DJ, but. No, we don't want a lot of loud music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to want to talk and get together, you know. Now, she didn't say a DJ. She said somebody who maybe played guitar, you know.
Oh, that type. Oh, okay.
So we'll see.
Now, unfortunately, my daughters, they're going to be doing some things that day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm still trying to figure out whether or not if Mike is going to come and, you know, recite the poem that he...
Well, does he want to come?
He does.
Uh-huh.
He hasn't mentioned it recently. Huh. When I speak to him, I'll ask him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he'll have to decide sooner or later.
Somebody has to read it.
You know, oh, well, that's no problem. We can get somebody to read it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So maybe he would like to do it since he wrote it.
Yeah.
You know, but We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of people who can read it, you know. All right, Inner Sight. No engineer tonight, so call into the Inner Sight number. 631-224-3090. Leave your comment, and we'll try to get it up on the air. I want to thank Lorraine for joining us tonight.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Being on the show. Greatly appreciate it. And we'll be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9.
Yeah.
Check the, if you're on Long Island, check the neighborhood news for the information on Milton, page 8. And check the Able News, that in the library. As soon as you open up the first page, Milton is right there in the Able News with all the info. So check it out. And if you really want to help, put it up on your Facebook. You know, take a picture or make a copy. Put it up on the Facebook and everywhere else, Instagram and all that. Spread the word. I want to thank the lady who was coming out of the library today with her little boy and took a flyer. And she said, oh, I'm going to put this up on my Facebook and all over, you know.
Yes.
Total strangers
mm-hmm.
responding to the day for Milton. That's the beauty of this, you know. So we thank them. We thank them all. Gina, her name was. Thank you, Gina. All right, Inner Sight. Be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. 631-224-3090 is the phone number. Day for Milton, May 19th. Brewing Hall, Bellport, New York, 14 Station Road. Don't forget the date. Put it down on your calendar. Thank you. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world.
Good night, everyone, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Inner Sight. Thank you, Lorraine. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.